Thank you for coming this afternoon. I'm going to talk to you today about the survey that our health department created and administered to our WIC clients last summer and fall about marijuana. So I work at Tri-County Health Department. It is not Denver. We are among the suburbs of Denver, so we form a backward C around Denver. So we are Adams, Arapahoe, and Douglas County. That are the north, where the suburbs of, that are north, east, and south of the city and county of Denver. Tri-County is the largest local health department in Colorado, serving 1.4 million residents. To give you a little background, recreational marijuana became legal in Colorado in January of 2014. And we wanted to understand marijuana usage among women during and after pregnancy. And we also wanted to understand what the impacts were of legalizing recreational marijuana. Tri-County has a caseload of WIC clients of about 24,000, and about a third of all infants born in Colorado participate in the WIC program. So are there certain health effects of using marijuana while pregnant or breastfeeding? So we turned to the Retail Marijuana Public Health Advisory Committee that was formed at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, and they did a huge literature search and review and published a report recently on the health effects of marijuana use on several different populations, including those who are pregnant and breastfeeding. And what they did with the literature is categorize them into five categories. The highest being substantial evidence, followed by moderate evidence, limited evidence, mixed evidence, and lastly, insufficient. So in terms of health effects of marijuana use during pregnancy on the infant, they did find moderate evidence on the infant to have decreased academic ability, reduced cognitive function, decreased IQ, attention problems, and decreased growth. However, with marijuana through breastfeeding on the infant, there was not as much literature on that. There's actually not much research done on marijuana currently. What they did find, though, is that THC is present in breast milk. And there's mixed evidence on whether it affects motor development in infants. And they found insufficient evidence on sudden infant death syndrome. So our survey objectives were to understand the educational needs of our WIC participants regarding marijuana. We also wanted to understand the current prevalence of and the different types of marijuana use. And we also wanted to collect baseline data to allow possible trend assessment over time. So with the help of the State Health Department, we put together a survey. It was a voluntary, anonymous, and a self-administered survey that we used using SurveyMonkey, and they were put on iPads. We have 10 WIC clinics in our jurisdiction, and we had the iPads there for a two-week rotation. The WIC clients were asked to complete the survey after their WIC appointment. And we had a survey coordinator at each site to help recruit them, to track the iPads, and to help calculate the response rate. So it wasn't the actual WIC staff person that they just had their appointment with to do the survey, because we didn't want that to link or worry the person that it was going to be tied to their benefits on how they answer the survey. So it was a separate person that would come get them, bring them to a separate room, and they could take the survey. Our projected sample size of this convenience sample, we were hoping to get 1,500 completed surveys. To be eligible to take the survey, they needed to be 18 years of age or older, be able to speak English or Spanish, and be able to take and read the survey on their own. We surpassed our goal of 1,500 surveys by getting 1,749 surveys completed. 13 of those surveys were completed in English, and 441 were completed in Spanish. Our response rate that we calculated came out to be 60%, so we're very pleased with those results. And 95 of the respondents were female. 88% was a mother, and 7% were pregnant and didn't have any other children on the WIC program. I'm going to present to you some demographic data. Here's the age of what we call WIC endorsers. And what we mean by that is that they are either the mother who's a client, so she's either she's pregnant or she's just postpartum, or she is signing over the check for her child who's on the WIC program. So we looked at the WIC endorsers and compared those to those who took the survey and found the results to be very similar. The majority are between the ages of 21 and 35 years of age. We also looked at the race and ethnicity of the survey respondents and compared them to the WIC endorsers and also found similar results. About one-third or a little bit less than one-third are white. Between 10 and 12% are black or African-American. Smallest percentage is Asian, Native Hawaiian, or American Indian. And a little over 50% are Hispanic of any race. We first started out the survey by asking them information that they would like to know about marijuana. The education topics that yielded the highest percentage of yes responses were health effects on children, followed by learning the difference between medical versus recreational marijuana, how long marijuana stays active in the body, marijuana use and its effect on parenting, and marijuana's effects on driving. And then to a slightly lesser extent, they're wanting to know different types of marijuana products, health effects on adults, addiction to marijuana, marijuana use on breastfeeding and pregnancy, and least likely was how to quit using marijuana. So now that we warmed them up to the survey about asking them about education and we collected some demographic information, now we wanted to know, okay, are you using it? So our first question when we asked about use was, have you ever used marijuana? And the total group, and this is just the WIC moms that we included in this, the mothers and those that were pregnant. So 31% overall have ever used marijuana. And then we broke it out by race and ethnicity. The highest percentage of those, 66%, identify themselves as multiracial or other, followed by white, non-Hispanic, then black or African-American, Hispanic, and then the lowest percentage was Asian, Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander. We then asked if they were currently using marijuana, and what we mean by current use is use within the past 30 days. And a lot of these questions we asked are also the same questions that are being asked now in BRFIS and PRAMS and the Child Health Survey, so that we can compare them. So a total of 6% of the WIC mothers are currently using marijuana. And then looking at the race and ethnic breakdown, you'll see the highest percentage is among the mothers identifying as multiracial or other, 21%, then followed by black at 10%, white 8%, Hispanic 4%, and none of the Asian, Hawaiian, or Pacific Islander answered yes to current use. Then we asked what the reasons were that were using marijuana. And what I did is I split these out among those who said they were currently using with those compared to the past users. So those who said yes to I have used it, but have not used it in the past 30 days. So there are 470 total, and then it was broken up between current users, 95, and then 375 past users. It's very interesting to look at the reasons for use. They're very different here. Among the current users, the top reasons for using were to help with depression, anxiety, stress, to help with pain, and to help with nausea and vomiting. And then the past users, the highest percentage for using marijuana was for fun or recreation. And we asked if they used marijuana during different time periods related to their pregnancy, and broke this out between current and past users. So the current users, 66% used 12 months prior to pregnancy, about a third used during their pregnancy, 41% have used since their babies has been born, and 14% use marijuana while breastfeeding. In the past, users, very smaller percentages here, only 23% used marijuana 12 months prior to pregnancy, 5% used it while pregnant, 2% since her baby was born, and less than 1% used while breastfeeding. We did find that marijuana users are younger among both current and past users. 77% and 72%, the current and past users of the WIC mothers are 30 years or younger. And then we also asked, how are they using marijuana? Because it comes in different types of products now. But overwhelmingly, 96% have smoked or smoking marijuana. It's also the cheapest form. So, and this is check all that apply, so they could be using all forms. 50% have eaten it in food, a type of edible. A third have vaporized it. 8% have consumed in a beverage. And 2% have used it as other, which was tincture drops, which I'm still learning what that is. In conclusion, WIC mothers, about one-third, 29%, have ever used marijuana. 6% currently use marijuana. Marijuana use is correlated with age. Those 30 years or younger are more likely to use marijuana than those older. It is also correlated with race and ethnicity. White, non-Hispanic mothers, WIC mothers, were more likely to use marijuana compared to Hispanic. I could not look at the other race ethnic groups because the numbers were too small. And we also found that current marijuana users are regularly using marijuana during, before, during, and after pregnancy. There are some limitations to this project. It was a convenience sample, was not a random sample, so the results may not be generalizable to the population. Selection bias is possible. We don't know who agreed and did not agree to take the survey. We don't know the reasons for that. Recall bias may have also occurred, particularly those past users. We don't know how many years ago that they did use marijuana, and their recall might not be as accurate. And marijuana use may have been underreported. It is a sensitive topic, so we don't know how many are actually answering the questions correctly. I want to thank the following staff at Tri-County Health Department, as well as the staff at Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment for their help in the survey, and I'm happy to take questions now. Oh, and I also brought some samples if you want to try after the presentation. I'm just kidding. I'd be sitting in jail right now. Yes.
Hi, my name is Jessica Hancock-Allen. I'm the EIS officer with the Colorado Department of Health and Environment. So when you looked at past or current users, so within the last 30 days, did you unpack that a little bit more and see how often they were using? Like, I would assume that everyday use or multi-day use is significantly more impactful to the fetus than, say,
correct. We did not ask how often they used. We were trying to crunch the survey down as to a 5 to 10 minute survey. So we would love to know, and we might be able to find that out on the BRFIS.
Yeah, I think PRAMS is asking that
PRAMS.
Too, I think.
And PRAMS too.
Yeah,
that was a great question, though. Yes.
So this is going to show how ignorant I am about this concept, the substance. Is there a safe level for, let's say, expecting mom who has nausea constantly on a daily basis, like my sister-in-law, that suffered through the entire 9 months of pregnancy from lack of appetite and nausea? Is there a safe level that the individuals can consume without having any repercussion on the fetus?
We don't know at this time, and so that's why we're urging people not to use it, because there was some evidence that it can affect the fetus. So we're recommending no use at all.
Okay.
So, but hopefully there'll be some research clinical trials out there. So there's a hand in the back, and then I'll get yours in front.
They showed like about 30% of the mothers surveyed had reported use. Is that comparable to like state data for women or nationally, or is it a higher percentage that you saw in this group that had reported that?
I know that 20% of high school students have used it. But I think the BRFIS data just came out, and I'm going to ask Bernadette if she knows the answer.
Yes.
She's my colleague.
So the general adult in Colorado was 13.6% from 2014, which would have been our first year of retail. So, there really isn't any, you know, I think there was some indirect comparable data out of Hawaii. So our overall current use was 6% among these WIC moms. We really had a hard time the way the survey was administered to distinguish who exactly was pregnant, who why. Well, most of them were not pregnant. And I think the Hawaii numbers were relatively similar. So it's really, there's not a lot of good data on it. I think there will be in a couple more years.
Do we know about, she's asking about ever use. Do we know if BRFIS asked ever use? It just came out, I think, this past week. The
yeah, I think the 13.4.
Ashley's in the audience.
Yeah, well, I think we'll be releasing some data any day now. But we have it.
We have it, so stay tuned. Or Colorado, the state health department has it. So, yes. So I think there's a hand up front here.
I guess maybe we should wait for the Bureau of Census data, but I was curious if you know how this compares to alcohol and tobacco use during pregnancy.
You know, that's an excellent question, and I don't know the numbers off the top of my head.
The prams.
The prams.
Yeah, but still, it's not, this is, you know, these are WIC moms, and this is how much that translates into prams.
Sure, sure.
Sampling from any
birth. Yeah. We didn't ask that. We kind of hope we, you know, when you see the data, then we're like, oh, we should have asked about tobacco use. We should have asked about alcohol use. So. Yes.
So I noticed about the multiracial group that have spike in their prevalence reporting. Is that a manifestation of a small number, or is that, demographically speaking, what portion of the population of WIC are
multiracial?
Multiracial. So is that like 1%, or is that 20%?
It's interesting. It's collected at the federal level, and they do not have a multiracial group, a checkbox. So I'm hoping they'll change that. So on our survey, we had to check all that apply. So if you were white, black, Hispanic, you can check them all, and then I categorized them as multiracial. So I don't know what percentage of the WIC population is multiracial, because you can only select one option right now, the way it's set up. Anyway, work here for the federal government. I didn't mean to give you that a hard time. I'm just saying that it's... But hopefully we can get that changed. I know the census, they now collect for multiracial. But and then the number was very small in terms of the different groups that we collected. So, yes.
So I'm from Minnesota. I want to follow on Costa's comment. We have a medical marijuana program starting July 1st.
Uh-huh.
Our registration started June 1st. But part of the point of that program is going to be very tightly controlled to get a sense of what safe levels are for certain conditions,
right,
and also to see what levels are efficacious for all of these conditions that we
right.
see anecdotally in the literature.
Yeah.
Which marijuana might provide some benefit.
Right. We don't have the data yet. Is it effective?
Right.
Do we know? We don't know. Does it help with nausea? We don't know. So
our enrollment started on June 1st. We have more physicians enrolled than individuals.
I'm sorry. Did you say you're doing research or you're looking to?
The Office of Medical Cannabis will be using it sort of as a registry to research what levels are efficacious for certain conditions. That's not my group, but that's what's in our health department. Yeah, it's a very different law than every other state in the country. Very tightly controlled.
Where's that, Wisconsin?
Minnesota.
Yeah, stay tuned. I think it's only a matter of time before more and more states and possibly the whole country legalizes it. But until then, yeah, these little sparse data points to help us understand it. So, thank you.